The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After hours.
You heard your gurgle?
I heard it for the first time. I was like, where is it? Oh, dangaroo. I've got them bad today, too. So
what brought on the gurgles now?
Just all the talk. I mean, we started with like chicken talk, of your wings talk. There was burger talk, of In-N-Out burger. I mean, there's been a lot of snack talk. We talked about cookies that we made this weekend. Now I'm just dreaming of snacks.
Realize a full burger is not a snack, right, Dave?
You know what kills me is when people call cookies cookies. That's when I no longer have an interest in cookies. And they're cookies. Like, who would like a delicious cookie? Like, nope, I don't want one of your cookies. Keep your damn cookies to yourself. Why do people say that? It's not cookies. Cookie. They're not cookies.
Cookie for Cocoa Puffs.
No, it was on TV over the weekend. We have a delicious cookie recipe.
A cookie?
Who's got a cookie? It's a cookie. Say cookie.
Cookie.
It's like people who say Nevada. It's not Nevada.
Or Oregon.
Oregon.
Stop it with the Oregon.
Oregon. It's Oregon.
Oregon.
And Nevada. Stop. With your
Nevada.
Cookies.
The worst. Yeah. What are you from, like a golf club? Nevada coming up the range.
Oh, my wife, kooky.
No, that's not your wife. That is your stripper friend.
That's your side kooky piece.
I feel like that could be a rich lady's name, though. Like Muffy and Cookie.
Cookie? Cookie. From Nevada.
Nevada or Oregon.
Oh, my God. Well, the big guy hurt himself somehow. We don't know how.
Oh, no.
What was it, buddy? How are you hurting yourself now?
I don't know what happened, and I don't know what's happening in my life.
Yeah.
It is my left wrist, and it feels like it broke. Like it's.
Well, anyone surprised?
No, I'm
right
not.
Right wrist?
No, it's my left wrist.
I think he's an equal opportunity wrist user.
I mean, I'm not going to turn down anything. You know that.
What happened?
I feel like you're not going to take it seriously.
No,
we are down this path.
We are seriously concerned about your wrist injury.
Yes, I am.
Please tell us.
I woke up Saturday morning and it was throbbing.
Well, did you roll over on it?
I didn't. I literally didn't.
Buddy,
I never moved positions.
Maybe part of the night you laid on it and that would kill it.
But don't you think I would feel it?
No. You would lose circulation.
I don't know. It hurts. Like, it feels like I got up and punched a wall.
Yeah.
Maybe you did.
I didn't know because my fist doesn't hurt. It's my wrist.
Did you track your Sleep IQ app to see if you got out of bed in the middle of the night?
Oh, I didn't. I'll check it right now.
Yeah, you should look.
Maybe you need a cookie.
Or a trip to Nevada.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does. Need a trip to Nevada.
You know what I'm talking about.
For those cookies.
Isn't it funny how as you get older, these little pains and, you know, issues come out of nowhere? I mean, two of the three of us are still in our 30s. So we're all still fairly young.
I am sorry. When you're just the titch over
4-0, you are
barely
well into your 40s,
I am only 42.
Yeah, that's well into your... You're working on 43, Dez.
Yeah,
do you realize you will be 46 by the time I creep into the 40s?
Yeah.
You know?
You're closer to 50 than he will be to 40.
Well, it's a good thing I still look so good.
Yeah,
well, you paid it. You have paid for it.
Yeah.
All the sucking and the pulling and the tightening.
The sucking.
God, I'd love to have some sucking done. I would.
Now we sound like you're at your house.
I'd love it if Taylor said that. You know, I wouldn't mind if we got some sucking done.
Yeah, you get a little sucking, I'll get a little sucking.
Jeez Louise.
Wow. Well, back to my wrist injury.
No, isn't it funny, though, how you can have these things just come out of nowhere, these aches and pains, and you're like, what? And then I realized there is an age where a man suddenly feels the urge to pull his pants up.
Oh, no.
And over the weekend, that was me.
Uh-oh.
I could not get my pants up high enough.
Okay, Grandpa.
I was walking through the store, and I'm like, I'm hoisting them. Vaughn's like, are you okay? I'm like, I just want my pants firmly resting on my waist. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 39. Thank you very much. I don't want them hanging off my hiney.
No way.
It's not just that, though. Like, when I was young, I don't know if anybody else did this. You joke around and be like, what? I'm just kidding. I heard you. What'd you say? And you do that, and literally you get to your mid-30s, and you're like, hmm? No, I really didn't hear
what?
You. Could you speak up, please? I didn't. No. Somebody turn the TV down.
So
oh, he's messing with us. It's like, no, I literally didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I've said it a few times, like, I'll say what? And then what again? And finally, I'm like, I just give up. I don't even care what you said.
But then when some young punks make a joke about you don't fall and break a hip, and then you scold them. Do you know how important your hip is? If you broke a hip, you'd regret it, you little punk. You don't know how important that is. Knock it off. It's not funny. No, you don't want to see anyone fall and break anything.
Let me pull my pants up.
But 20 years ago, you're right. You'd be like, yeah, seriously, I'm going to break a hip. Old yeah. man river.
Yeah.
And you are. You change your entire tune.
Hey, I'll tell you what. A hip replacement surgery is not your friend. And you do not want that at a young age. So knock it off.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want it at an old age.
Pull my pants up and walk the hell out of here. I seriously don't know what happened. All of a sudden, overnight, I feel the urge to wear my pants a little bit higher.
Huh.
Yeah.
I watched the Kevin Hart special, Zero Blanks Given, and he says something about that, too. He goes, you just get to a certain age. He goes, when you hit 40, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what's happening. Your balls just hit the floor.
Yeah.
Just, they literally just go, do-do-do-do, happy birthday, plop.
Balls are like boobs, huh? They just hang a little lower.
Yeah. In like 15 to 20 years, when Taylor gets to 40, it will be like that.
Har, har, har.
That's a great comeback, Des.
That was really good.
Har, har, har. All right. Well, some weird stuff's happening in Toronto. I love Toronto, Ontario, by the way. What a great city.
Never
but
been.
People are concerned that it's turning into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Yes. Because this is so dumb. They had a couple sinkholes break apart in Toronto.
Jeez, really?
A couple different sinkholes. How scary is that, right?
Yes.
Well, once it happened, the sinkhole is scary enough, and you're like, oh my God. Then a green, sludgy water started lifting up from below.
Ooh.
And people are like, what is happening? What is going on? They're trying to test it. They're trying to check to see if it's going to get them, if it's going to catch them. I mean, it is. It looks like antifreeze green.
Oh.
Like, it is that color green. Well, there's a giant explanation for it, and they finally had to come out and say, guys, calm down. It's a non-toxic dye that we use to check sewage systems.
Oh.
So
that's what it ends up being. So all this
sewage is coming out is what it is. Green sewage.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Raw
yes.
sewage. Oh, that's you're right. Nothing to worry about then.
That's what I thought. I'm like, who just calls me? Like, guys, it's just the thing to see if it's sewage.
Okay, we really didn't think that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were growing under our city streets.
This
is more concerning.
Yes, we want to know why it looks that color green in here.
Oh.
And again, after looking at it, it's very antifreeze green, and it is jarring, especially, like you said, after the sinkhole breaks open.
Oh.
And why are their rats all of a sudden just so big, and they are so good at everything they do?
Like karate?
Yeah, Splinter.
Yeah. All right, well, we got your joke.
Well, thank you for just saying karate. Thank you.
Really good at the martial arts, the rats in Toronto. They wear little kimonos.
Oh, that'd be so freaking cute.
I love that Des tells the joke we already told.
Yeah.
That's why he played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song.
That's funny. Isn't that funny?
Could you imagine? They're in-shape turtles and the little rat. He's a ninja master.
I think I had a crush on one of the Ninja Turtles, which is
really
odd.
I bet you the one who liked pizza, Michelangelo.
Yeah, but they all liked pizza. That was kind of their favorite. I wanted to be April so bad.
Oh.
In that, you know, she was the chick, the reporter chick.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to be her because I thought then we could be friends. Maybe more. Maybe something would spark.
You were hoping to date Donatello or Leonardo?
I was a little older when I was watching it with my brother. And then next, I don't know, maybe a light crush. Anyways, back to you guys.
And a light crush on the turtles. Wow.
That is the weirdest thing. And we just talked about that last week, about the shows where you get crushes, like people who had an unnatural attraction to Simba, young Simba.
Yeah.
You know, didn't hurt that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the voice of Simba in The Lion King.
But, yeah.
You know, to have a crush on a turtle.
Somebody else had one on the guy who hosted Legends of the Hidden Temple. You guys remember that show?
No.
It was on Nickelodeon. It was a game show of like history, and you would have to go through this maze and all these different things. And they had all these. His name was Kurt Loder, I believe, or something like that.
Oh, he's on MTV.
I remember MTV.
Yeah, or something. I might have the name wrong.
He was rough looking.
Yeah, it might be the wrong name, but yeah, he was on there, and people loved him. They're like, that was the first time I loved a man.
Oh, Kurt Loder?
Again, it might be the wrong name, I'm sure somebody will email and fast. And tell that it was wrong.
Well, at least he's a real man. You know, that's a good start.
That is a start.
It's true.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well,
I've said too much.
Yes, you have, as per usual. So, what is going on with a local closure? This is a place we've all been.
You guys.
And it's closing. Sad. Why? COVID?
Yeah, because of COVID and because nobody's going and it's taking a hit because of it. You guys remember the Mann Theaters in Hopkins?
Oh, yeah.
We did multiple screenings there. We did Moms and Mimosas there. Do you remember that theater, Ryan?
No.
You don't remember that? We went and saw a movie that you didn't end up loving. You hated it, actually. A Girls Trip. Okay. You remember going to see Girls Trip there?
No, I don't.
Are you sure it was there? Maybe.
Yes, it was in Hopkins. It was. Des, is that not the right theater?
I was on maternity leave. Okay. On that.
I don't think that's the place we went, pal.
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
No, I don't think it is. Okay, but anyway,
I've been to this theater before.
It's closing.
It's closing after 20 years in business. Oof. They finally had to close the doors and take it down.
Yeah.
So, this is awkward. I really thought it was the one in Hopkins.
We're going to really miss the theater we never went to.
Yes.
So, rest in peace.
I've been to the theater, 100% been to the theater.
Well, we definitely didn't take people there.
I'm pretty sure we did.
No, we didn't, buddy, because I know who we've partnered with.
Oh. Okay.
And it wasn't with the Mann Theater Group.
Okay, well, still sad. Yes. Nonetheless.
Yes, it's a loss in our community.
Oh, it's real sad.
It really is. Man, what a bummer.
With two ends.
I mean, think of all the turtle movies Des watched there, hoping they'd date her.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if movie theaters can make it work after this. You know, will they be able to make a comeback? Or is this going to turn into something where people just rent movies at home?
I think your biggest test is going to be Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
How many people stream it as opposed to going to theaters and seeing it? And I mean, it could be the wave of the future. Imagine how much stuff is going to cost in a movie theater when they come back.
Oh.
No $5 ticket Tuesdays anymore.
Right. But don't you think when you feel safe to go out again, you're still going to want that movie theater experience?
Yeah, but are they going to make it that long to get to the end of this?
That's the question. I mean, when AMC is struggling, they flat out don't have money. They have no cash flow. They can't pay the bills. And a lot of these big theaters, I mean, in New York, they're paying rent. They have to continue to pay rent to be in these buildings.
Yeah.
And they're closed in Manhattan. Can you imagine what that must cost?
Oh, my gosh.
The one at Southdale. They've still got to pay rent to the Southdale Mall to have that space.
Huge.
And no one's going in there.
Well, and imagine they're getting so desperate to get people in there now. They're like, hey, rent out the theater for $150, just you.
Yep.
How fun will that be? You can bring 20 friends if you want.
Didn't you try to do this with your family?
Oh, I tried to, and they didn't want to do it. They had nothing to do with it. My brother is very against anything fun right now.
Why? You have the whole theater to yourself.
It's the thought of going out with other people. It's the thought of going out into a building that he doesn't know if they've cleaned it well enough, which you know they have.
Oh, my God. Does he think COVID is, like, watching him? Like, it has little eyes, and it's like, oh, there's Josh. Da, 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 da. Gotcha!
Gotcha!
Gotcha, Josh! Gotcha!
Yeah, I think he is definitely worried about it. We've jokingly said to each other, he probably worries about it more than he should.
Yes,
he does. And I've told him, I'm like, dude, you gotta like...
Has he left the house once since the pandemic started back in February, March?
Yes, but I could tell you it's less than 10 times.
Really?
Less than 10 times. And they've been in the car with me, and he's been masked up, and we haven't had any
Outside the car.
Has he gone into a Target or anything?
No.
So the only thing he's done is leave your house to get in your car and then go back home, and that's it?
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Is he working?
No, he left his job because of COVID.
He still doesn't have a job?
No, he still doesn't have a job. He's going to take the rest of the year off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He saved up for it, though, so that's all gone. So.
Oh, my gosh. But to be so, like, it just makes me sad.
Well, and here's the problem, though. I get what he did at work because they had just had a bunch of, like, fresh cases, and he has a coworker there, no longer, but he had a coworker there who was like, I'm at Mount Rushmore, no mask on, blank you people. You're not going to stop me from living my life. And taking like 20-person family trips to South Dakota and going to Six Flags and doing all these different things, which just sent him through the wall. So he was like, I can't work with that guy.
Okay. Well, what if we got him a job outside down in Florida where he could be a snake wrangler?
Oh, Florida, huh?
Okay, he might be in.
What do you say about that?
He likes to wrangle snakes.
Yeah, buddy. Josh, we got you a job out in nature. We need you to go out there and gather up these snakes. These Burmese pythons. We call them the chicken of the glades.
Oh.
That's right. Did you know that they've got an issue with the python being out of control, and now they're encouraging Floridians to not only catch, kill, but eat them? Des?
No.
Would you have... snake steak.
No, I would not. Ew.
Why not?
Ew, does it taste like chicken?
Well, it can be tasty if it's prepared correctly. You do have to test it for high levels of...
poison?
You know, no, mercury, Des. For poison!
Well, mercury can be poisonous.
Well, yes, and so you have to be concerned about that. But other than that, it's very chewy. The white meat of the python can be used in recipes that normally call for chicken or pork. So to make python meat more tender, you use a pressure cooker, cook it for 10 to 20 minutes before putting it in your recipe, like a little stir-fry python or spaghetti sauce with little tiny bits of python meat in it.
Oh, nope.
Do you know this woman also eats python eggs? She's like, you know what? You can cook them like a fried egg.
No.
And it'll come out like a pancake. It's kind of rubbery. Add milk, garlic, mushrooms, peppers, scramble it. Scramble up your python eggs.
I can just imagine all the little snakes in your belly.
Yuck.
Can you imagine? Oh. Well, no, no.
They're not actually there, but that would be more my I can't even talk about it. It's so creepy.
Well, can you imagine taking that snake and then just slicing it off, having these little round little mini steaks?
Oh.
Of python meat.
And take off the skin and just
spaghetti and steak snake balls.
That right there's chicken of the glades.
Oh, it's so gross.
You sound like Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Stop it.
Yep. Okay. I am not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
No, you are not.
No, I'm not. So anyone in on this? No, not so much.
No. You can throw that right in the garbage. There you go.
Right.
It's like with the alligator. I've tried it. I do not enjoy it. It is chickeny, but it is also very chewy.
So. Well, what about steaks made from human cells? Would you eat that?
No.
You wouldn't, Des.
So it would be like eating my own self?
Yeah, you can grow human steaks. They have a kit right now, and it just won.
Nope.
It just won.
No.
Oh, God, Des. It just won an award for design of the year.
Oh, good.
So they're going to say that, hey... it's not cannibalism. Ugh. I mean, it's technically not, because you think about it, it's just the cells of a human.
Got it.
And then it comes up together to make your steak, which you can go ahead and sizzle, and it saves the animals.
But it also is going to give people a taste for human flesh.
It's not real human flesh.
Well, it is.
I mean, it's kind of is, kind of isn't.
It never had a life and little babies and a whole story to go with it. And that's what would concern her. Am I eating a little old man who was married to a little old lady and they were farmers and they lived near the Dell?
Is it like the old man from Up? Did I take him in his prime before he had four kids and a beautiful family of six?
I would never eat this. I would be a vegetarian before I'll eat this.
So you wouldn't do it?
No, I'm out.
Okay,
I'm also not eating snake meat. If I can't have cows or chickens or turkeys, bye.
Yeah, that's the snake meat. You're right. 100% of you goes into it and says, not for me.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Okay.
So. I mean, I'd rather have a little taste of the snake than have a human.
If that isn't the quote of the morning.
I'd rather have a little taste of the snake. Get the venom, if you know what I mean.
No, I meant literally eat the steak.
Literally.
Of a snake.
The steak of a snake. A wink, a wink.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not winking about it.
Yeah, no, we get it. You want the snake steak.
We got it. All right. Sainted and tainted leftovers next. Chris Godes and Ryan After Hours.
The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 Days of Giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
When it comes to local gossip, no one's got their finger deeper into the pulse of this community than we do.
Oh, darling, what juicy gossip I have for our listeners.
It's time for Sainted and Tainted.
Oh, and we heard from Lorna. She was very excited to hear that her letter to the Pioneer Press made it on the KS95 show.
Oh,
she's like, my friend Betty was listening to the Wake Up Crew, and they heard my letter being read on the radio.
The Wake Up Crew, you say?
Oh, yeah, that breakfast club that they have on the radio. Real good. It's that Dez, that fat one, and the other gay guy.
I'm not gay.
Well, anyway, we have some leftover letters here on Sainted and Tainted. It's all the news that's barely fit to print. Let's start with a Sainted.
Okay.
My daughter, Gina, who started making COVID-19 face masks for family and friends early on in the pandemic, I'd like to saint her. She saw a need in her community to keep first responders safe. She also made masks for the Maplewood Police Department that included the MPD logo. I think that's taking it a step further. Well done to you. Thank you for caring about others. Sainted.
Oh, sainted. Good for you.
Yeah, sainted. Oh, one more sainted, because I'm trying to be more positive.
Yes.
I get sucked into the negative real easily.
Yeah, you do.
Sainted. My husband and I would like to saint the woman, we think. We can't tell these days who are men and women.
We think
it's a woman. If not, my apology. The woman who paid for our sandwiches at the Stacy's Subway last week. What a nice surprise. She'd be happy to know that we've already paid it forward by about a foot long.
Oh,
oh my God.
Do you get my little joke?
I love it.
Little funny there. Paid it forward by at least a foot long.
Oh, you're so clever.
So to you, sainted man or woman, whatever you are.
Sainted he, she.
Either way, God bless your heart.
Either way, bless you. Okay, now the dirt.
All right, the devil's work here.
Oh, and this is the devil's work, Diz. I tainted to the person who took the new fake plants from my mother's grave at Oakland Cemetery. How could you? I hope you or the recipient of the plants enjoy it. Though it was a mighty low thing to do, what would your grandmother say if she knew what you were up to?
Oh, your grandma would be mad.
Oh, she'd be so mad. She'd be spitting bullets to you. I say, tainted!
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 Spitting bullets.
Spitting bullets mad. She'd be right pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry for the swear.
Oh,
that's another full rosary.
See, oh, God. I've got to get going, kids.
Father Marty is waiting outside.
I know. I have to confess my sins. And I'll tell you, I sinned a lot this weekend with my husband.
Okay.
I wore my ankles as earrings, and I need to right the wrong.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, you get in there.
I gotta go.
Okay. Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to lovely podcasts like this one, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards and shopping gift cards and even some cool experiences. It's PodMN.
Ooh, I just ran off to get a snack real quick. Did I miss something?
No.
No, not a thing.
What happened?
Mm-mm. It's probably best. You don't know.
Oh.
Just had a whore in here.
Oh, a whore.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium 4-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big.